We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First of all, if I wanted to score, we was going to score anyway. It is what it is. I should have went down. You know, so, but we was going, yeah, I should have scored. I shouldn't have scored, damn it.
Yeah, how do you tell yourself that if you're an NFL running back? I shouldn't have scored. I mean, I guess you
recognize
what.
Because your defense is sorry. That's how you tell yourself that.
I mean, isn't your job, you're paid to score, to get that ball into the end zone. I mean, it's what your whole life, that's what you try to do. So then he realized it, and he tried to not score. Welcome back to a Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons Monday brought to you by Xfinity. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. I don't even know how do you get in that mindset, Hugh. You know, he's not the first player to have this happen to him, right? I mean,
no,
we've seen it multiple
not.
Times.
He's not. I think that, you know, him being hit kind of, you know, the momentum of the whole situation kind of got him a little bit. That's my take on it. I mean, I might be wrong, but that's what it kind of looked like to me, because it looked like before he got hit, he was stumbling and he was trying to get down, but his momentum was carrying him.
And again, the one thing, you know, and we've debated this kind of back and forth. We're not arguing about it on Twitter or anything like that, but I just want somebody to explain to me, if you know your defense is butt awful, and you want to run the clock, take a knee. Just take a knee. You know, you don't have to hand the ball off and risk fumbling or anything like that. Just take a knee. Run the clock. Kick the field goal. Beats me, you know. Anyway, this is what it is right now. And the Falcons go to 1-6, and they got the short week coming up here. But before we get into the short week, and we'll discuss a little bit about that short week here, let's get to the Ryan Report. This is Matt Ryan after the game with Dave Archer.
Matt Ryan now with us here on the Mercedes-Benz postgame show. And man, too, I'd like to have more conversations like last week's as opposed to these. We've had a couple of these this season. Did you kind of sense that this was going to be whoever had the ball last was going to win the game?
Yeah, I felt like, it was that kind of game. We've always kind of had crazy games against Detroit for whatever reason through the years. But I did feel that way. Felt like it was going to be about who can, you know, make a play late. And I thought we did it offensively and we got to do a better job at the end of the game there.
What's the sequence there? And I talked to Raw about it, and he said he was expecting the back to kneel down at the 1 yard line. It's so counterintuitive to not run into the end zone. How do you negotiate that? What was expected of Gurley there at the goal line?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard thing. When you're lowering your pads to get yards to stop that momentum, it's tough. And so, it's just a disappointing way to end that game.
The run game was tough sledding today for both football teams. Did you anticipate that this was going to be one of those games where you just kind of use the run game as a probe and that you're going to sling it?
Yeah, we knew it. I mean, they're a big defensive front. And we knew if we... You know, if we were able to create some explosives, that was really going to be the only way to get our numbers up, because it is tough sledding when they have, that many guys in the box and that big of guys. So it was tough for us. I thought we did a nice job in the intermediate passing game going against a lot of their zone coverage and, matriculating the ball down the field.
What do you take away from this, Matt? Obviously, you lost the football game, and that's the ultimate goal, is to win the game. But what do you take away? Got a divisional opponent on a short week on the road.
It's disappointing. There's no question about it. But it's a short turnaround, and we've got to go up and we've got to play Carolina and play better than we did, the last time we played against them. So, you know, tonight will sting for sure. You know, but I guess, you know, I found throughout my career, the only, you know, way to, you know, kind of feel better is to get back onto the practice field and get back into the meeting room and get started on something new.
No, as always, it's always great to talk to you, man. Appreciate your honesty. Appreciate you. Take care.
Thanks, Arch. Appreciate you.
All right, that was after the game, Matt Ryan with Dave Archer. Boy, this has got to be exhausting, Hugh, for a player to go through. You know, I mean, a player that's, especially when you're on a team that you know has talent, to have this happen time. I don't even know how emotionally you handle, you know, every week having this happen to you time and time and time again.
It's not easy, John. I mean, I can tell you that from experience. I can imagine what Matt's going through. I'm pretty sure that he's starting to feel mortal in the sense that, you know, this may be his last time. Like, the time he spends in a Falcon uniform might be numbered. I mean, that's how I would probably feel in this situation, because that's what we're talking about, John. I mean, listen, as much as you try to insulate yourself from the media talk and all the other stuff, the reality of the situation is this. Your better days are behind you. I mean, and that's a fact. As well as Matt Ryan has been playing, his better days are behind him. And when you have regime changes as extreme as what we're having right now, then yeah, you're looked at as you're not an asset anymore. You're looked at a liability. You're looked at as a liability. Like right now, Matt Ryan's a liability. And the only reason you know, you're looking at it and you're probably not going to make a move is because he makes so much money, you know, but you're looking at a hard reset. And I know some people are in their car talking about, what do you mean he's a liability right now? Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Matt Ryan right now has value as a quarterback. You're looking to attract a new coach in here that's probably going to want to go in a different direction with this football team. And I can't see long-term with a new coach and a new GM, Matt Ryan being a part of that. I mean, that's the nature of the beast. This is not me, you know, trying to diss Matt Ryan or diss Julio Jones or anything like that. That's me telling you what's probably going to happen within the next 2 years for the Atlanta Falcons. There's going to be a change. There has to be, especially when you start talking about, you know, bringing in a new coach and a new direction and more than likely a new philosophy.
No, I agree, Hugh. And matter of fact, I had to actually check myself and kind of, you know, turn my opinion a little bit, because when people were talking about tanking for Trevor, I mentioned this earlier in the show, if you're just joining us here on this Falcons Monday, you know, people were talking about, oh, let's tank for Trevor. And I went, hey, you don't really need a quarterback. You need defense. You need to get a pass rusher. We can't rush the back. Suddenly I'm watching that Ohio State game and I'm watching Justin Fields do his thing. And I thought, well, you know what? If the Falcons season does melt down to the point where they have a top five pick and Justin Fields is there, yeah, whether or not Matt Ryan's your quarterback next year or not, I can see taking Justin Fields, because, Hugh, I can see that, because
it's
that's
coming.
Future,
like, it's coming, you know? John. Like, it's coming. It's coming. And Matt Ryan knows it. I mean, at some point, you realize that, you know, hey, as it's not my fault, but I make too much money. I mean, basically, that's what we're talking about. Because just like yesterday, you know, yeah, the offense scored. Like, to me, in my mind, the offense scored enough points to win that football game. And every week, you're not going to have – your offense is not going to go out there and score 30 to 40 points every week. This is the NFL. This ain't Alabama playing, you know, the Citadel. It ain't like that. It's different. It's the NFL. So every weekend, you're putting that – you might score 30 points one weekend, and then you might get out by the skin of your teeth from a sorry team. That's just how the NFL works. But the thing is this, when things go bad, people tend to follow the money. They tend to follow the money, and those are the guys that usually get blamed first, the ones that make the most money. Matt Ryan makes a ton of money. Matt Ryan, I mean, I'm getting direct messages from people talking about how they're critiquing the way Matt Ryan throws a football and all this other stuff. I mean, that's all fine and good. The bottom line is this, when you're talking about a wholesale reset and trying to make this team better, you're going to have to spend some money on that defensive side of the ball. So with that being said, you got 20% of your salary cap on one side of the ball. That's going to change. And what I mean by that, that's Julio and Matt Ryan. That's going to change. That is definitely going to change.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a wholesale reset of this team. And the new head coach, the new general manager, I think we're, bracing for the, and I think some Falcons fans understand that. We have to brace for the fact to you that we may have, I was going to say a couple of lean seasons, but what the hell are we having now? You know what I mean? I mean, this is going to be a, a step back to where we understand that going into the year, we have no chance. At least going into the season, I thought we had a chance. Yeah, not no more.
I mean, you know what? You never know, John. You never know. I mean, yeah. The NFL is now the way that, you get the right guy. He's in the right system. Anything's possible. I mean, that's kind of where we are in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. So anything's possible. Not that's not necessarily saying that, oh, my gosh, it's going to be bad. I mean, look at the Raiders. And look how they're – I mean, they ain't really accomplished nothing yet, but they're a much better team than they were a couple years ago. So yep. it don't and take
no
that
question.
Long.
I mean, and again, depending on where the Falcons draft, because, the Falcons, I think we said that they are the number four. They'd have the number four pick right now. But there's 9 games to go. I mean, and it's hard to say what's going to happen here going forward. How many wins are the Falcons going to end up with? Are they going to be 4-12, for example? Are they going to be 5-11? And, I mean, because, go, wait a second, they're playing Kansas City, they got to play New Orleans twice, they got to play Tampa twice. Yeah, but you don't know, the Tampa game, the last game of the year.
They might get dragged. They might get dragged by Kansas City, though.
Well, they may. They may get dragged by
listen,
more than
I ain't
one team.
Trying to be funny, but the way that offense look on Kansas City, they might get dragged.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they may.
Bring forth the sacrificial. Can we, I know we do pick six, weekly pick six. Can I go ahead and pick Kansas City now?
Yeah, you can.
I can pick them now? Okay. So, hey, I know you ain't said. Let me go ahead and pick Kansas City now. And we just go and get that out the way. And while you're at it, can I go ahead and pick Carolina too? Since I know it's Monday. Can I pick Carolina? Is Christian McCaffrey coming back this week? I don't know. What'd you say? I get it. Right. It's possible. If Christian McCaffrey come back, you can – hey, listen, I'm not trying to be a hater. But I'm just saying. Because I damn near went 6-0 this weekend, didn't I, with my picks? Not patting myself on the back or nothing.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're patting yourself hard on the back.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I've been watching Breaking Bad, and I've been making these monster picks. I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure.
Intimating Hugh Douglas that you're doing something else besides making picks by talking about how much you've been watching Breaking Bad.
No, I'm just, hey, listen.
What you
I'm
got going on, Hugh
I'm
Douglas,
on,
in your
hey,
basement
listen,
right now, bro?
I'm on point right now. That's all I'm saying. I'm on point.
Falcons Monday brought to you by Xfinity. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity X5. Mike Gacani always on point. He's next. We'll talk to him about the Falcons. We'll talk to him a little bit about the Five Stripes. And, I'm going to ask him about Indiana Penn State. Sure. As we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, trying the game.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by the Lindy and Sarah Group. Sell your home today at lindyhasthebuyers.com.
Not many more people in the nation. First off, Mike Conti, welcome back to Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, trying the game. Mike Conti, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm super. How are you guys doing?
I'm sure you are. Yeah. I was just thinking right here, there aren't more football fans in the nation that are more frustrated by their team scoring a late touchdown than Mike Conti.
It's even football. It's even football with a U.
Yeah,
because
right.
Atlanta United did it the same way, too. Like, it's just, what an awful weekend. Horrible.
Well, you just
We've
came
had a
right
few
out
around here lately, haven't
you
we?
You just came right out the gate with that one, huh, John? Yeah. I forget. I wanted to talk about now you went straight.
We
to
can
it.
Talk about all of it. And by the way, I heard you last hour. I mean, I'm more than happy to talk about what happened with Penn State. It is what it is.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll go any direction you guys want.
I know you are Mike Conti because that's the professional that you are. But I was saying it more as a friend who showed me how to cook meats on rocks and things of that nature. That I wasn't going to go there just out of respect. I wasn't
your
gonna
meat
go there.
Cooking ability was sound before I even came into your life. You, I'm sure of that.
So let's talk about Atlanta United. What changed for Atlanta United Saturday? You know, when they beat DC from just a few weeks ago.
Great question. I don't really know. That's the million-dollar question. I mean, 3 weeks ago, you beat these guys 4-0 up in their park. D.C., I think, changed more than Atlanta. They changed their shape a little bit. They went into a 4-4-2. They fired their coach after they lost 4-0 to Atlanta United. Clearly, they're playing better with the new guy. It's just such a head-scratcher. I don't know how you turn from 4-0 winning up there to a 2-1 loss down here where you really weren't very threatening except for a couple minutes at the end of the first half and then very, very late when you were going all in trying to get the equalizer. It's a head-scratcher. It's puzzling. And it's put Atlanta United in grave danger of missing the playoffs. Even if they won out, they might not get in. That's where they're at right now. And that's really unfortunate because I felt with players getting healthy and with hopefully another week or two to build some chemistry, this team might be poised to, you know, maybe do something in the postseason. And now, unless they do something that they have not done all year, and that's get 7 to 9 points out of 3 straight matches, and they haven't done that all year, unless they do that, they're going home.
What was it like, Mike, to have some, not a lot, but some 17s back in the building?
It's great. It was really, really great. The ones that were in the building made a lot of noise, which was needed. And it was really, really good to see. I talked to a lot of people who went to the match. They said they felt like it was very safe, that a lot of precautions were being taken. So it was good to have everyone back. I know they're going to have fans again this Sunday for what now appears to be their final home match of the year. And it'll be good to see some more 17s in the building on Sunday.
Well, all right, let's get to it because I am interested in your opinion here. If you managed to – now, obviously, I watched the Indiana-Penn State game because the Maven's a huge Indiana fan. She's obviously very happy, notwithstanding the call at the end of the game, whether or not Michael Penix was in or not or mm-hmm. hit the pylon or broke the plane or out of bounds or whatnot mm-hmm. on the two-point try that eventually gave IU the win. Two things struck me about the game. One is that Penn State's actually a really good football team. They were the better team. They shouldn't have lost the game. And because they lost the game, not just on the on Floyd going into the end zone with the touchdown, but James Franklin, am I to think, Mike, that James Franklin is just – he's a really good recruiter. He's a really good coach. But what's disconnecting here, keeping Penn State from getting into the playoffs here with a team like that?
Great recruiter, not a very good game manager. And the thing is – and I know this came up again yesterday with Todd Gurley, and – I've heard a lot of different opinions on both. You know, with Devin Ford and with Todd Gurley, in the heat of the moment when a team is letting you score, sometimes it is a little bit difficult for your brain to recognize that in the heat of the moment that you should go down on the 1-yard line or do whatever. You know, the problem with Penn State is James Franklin has made so many game management errors over the years, that I don't know if an instruction was given to Devin Ford, hey, you know, they might let you score here. Don't score. By the way, Penn State was leading, okay? It's a little bit different
in
the Penn
right,
State
correct.
Game than in the Falcons game. Penn State was leading 21-20. You don't score there, you win the game. It's over. I mean, at worst, Indiana maybe gets the ball on the 1-yard line with no timeouts and 5 seconds left. So James Franklin, to me, does not get the benefit of the doubt because he has made so many game management errors over the years. Now, what happened with the Falcons yesterday is similar and yet different because the Falcons were not leading. It sounds like, based on what we were told by Raheem Morris and by Todd Gurley after the game, that Todd Gurley was given the instruction to go down. But here's the outcome in both. And it's the 2-point conversion that Indiana scored in overtime to win, which he was not in, but whatever. You have to go with the call on the field. It was that close. And with what happened yesterday in the Falcons game, you have no one but yourself to blame because you let the opponent march 75 yards down the field in a minute with no timeouts.
Tell him again, Mike Conte. Tell him
okay,
again.
Okay, like Todd Gurley should not be let off the hook, okay? Let me be clear on that. He should not be let off the hook. But as an NFL defense, I don't care if it's Matt Stafford or Joe Montana or Teddy Bridgewater or whoever, you cannot let a team march 75 yards down the field on you with 1:04 to go and no timeouts.
75.
All you need, and Hugh, you had it exactly right last hour, all you needed was one stop. That's all I'm asking for, one stop, and you can't get it. And this has been one of the big stories for the Falcons this year. You cannot trust this defense.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't. So since you can't, then it's incumbent upon the coaches. I mean, you don't need to get any closer for a field goal. Take two knees.
I'm not necessarily sure it's that simple. I do think you You increase the chances exponentially if you at least get inside the 5-yard line. Where was the ball snapped from on the Gurley touchdown? Was it outside the 10?
It was something because he had to fight to get the to get to the one.
It was either around or outside the 10. So you got to be careful there, John. Like if you take two knees and you're outside the 10, now you might be back like outside the 15. Then it becomes close to a 30-yarder, and weird things can happen. So I know where you're coming from, and that could be second-guessed as well. That's part of it. What Gurley did is part of it. But don't let this defense off the hook. You cannot let this defense off the hook. That is unacceptable. And what's frustrating to me is I get the argument that, you know, the Falcons have a lot of talented players on both sides of the ball. I had a tweet last night about, you know, where – some of these players on offense right now are ranking in the league standings. I mean, Matt Ryan, statistically, is right up there at the top among quarterbacks. Gurley, right up there at the top among running backs. Ridley, right there up at the top for wide receivers. But, man, defensively, these guys, and Hugh, you had it exactly right last hour, these guys just vanish in the clutch. Some of them, they just do not make plays in
like
the clutch.
Like Houdini, like, you know, right. You see him. Oh, you talk about in the first half, Mike Conley. Oh my gosh, they're coming on like gangbusters.
Yeah,
and when it comes time to really, you know, like they say, or get off the pot. Well, they can't make it happen.
I mean, great. You force a couple first quarter fumbles against the Cowboys in the first quarter, and that's awesome. And yeah, you've had a great year, but man, you got to make those plays in the clutch. I'm not calling out anyone by name. I'm just making a general statement here. That's what's frustrating to me. I mean, the Falcons now, they're 1-6. Two of their losses have been on the last play of the game. The third loss against Chicago, they blew the lead in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I want to go back to the coaching, though. You know, they get so conservative. I mean, even Dave Arger said, you know, that on the last play yesterday with Matt Stafford, he wouldn't have let Matt Stafford have 10. He would have lit him up. He would have blitzed, you know, bought the house and forced his hand.
Stafford was touched, though, on that play, though, wasn't he? They at least touched him.
They touched him. They touched him, and he moved.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And, John, listen. It's all three, okay? It's players, it's luck, it's coaches. It's all three. Okay, I'm not letting the coaches off the hook, but your players have got to execute, man. I mean, that was just so maddening to watch because you knew what was going to happen. You almost knew when Gurley scored, you had that feeling of dread, like, you know, the Lions are going to go all the way down.
Here we go.
And the Falcons are going to have to make a play at the end of the game. And sure enough, it came to that, and sure enough, they didn't make a play.
Yep.
I'm going to invoke my old coach, Tommy Brazier. And what he used to always say, I mean, you can run all the stunts you want to, John, and do all the blitzes you want, but football come down to this. It's a man whoop a man.
Yep.
It's a man whoop a man.
Yeah, and we get whooped and whooped and whooped. And whooped.
Well, I will say this.
Somebody want to grab a towel of the corner and just throw it in the middle of the ring here?
There's a subset of fans who would like to see that. I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think you get better as a team when you do that. I would just say this. I think Arch had a really good point when he was on with you earlier. If there was ever a week to have a short week, it's this one. You know, you're going to be right back at it today. You'll practice tomorrow. You go up to Carolina, short trip on Thursday. If there was ever a week to have a short week and just try to flush this as quickly as possible, this actually comes at a pretty good time, I guess.
I caught that. He said he just flushed it. Just flush this one all down the toilet.
Just flush it. Yeah. Yeah, no courtesy flush. Just flush it.
Good times.
Good times. Well, we'll hope for a better week this week. Hey, Atlanta United at Orlando on Wednesday. They've done very well down there. So don't lose hope yet because historically they've had a lot of success in that
state. Keep hope alive.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, as always, do appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks,
guys.
Mike.
Take
appreciate
care.
You.
See ya.
Mike Conley, of course, man of many hats. He will be calling the game on Wednesday right here on Sports Radio. We have 92 on the game. We do have Monday Night Football for you tonight, too. Bears and Rams coming up at 7:30 tonight. Of Monday Night Football. Andy and Randy, top of the hour on this Falcons Monday, right here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92 on the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.